Good morning. I'll try not to squeak my chair today. March 26, 2022. And here are the cards for today and tomorrow. They are the Seven of Swords, the Ace of Coins or Pentacles, and the Daughter of Pentacles or Page of Pentacles. A secret deal. The Ace of Coins or Pentacles always looks good in a reading. But to see the Thief card beside it isn't exactly comfortable, but the stealth energy of the Seven of Swords today doesn't seem unwarranted. The cards from the Wild Unknown deck compose a nervous picture. A sweet-looking little fox is curled up at the bottom of the card, who we thought was sleeping, but the sneaky fox has one eye open. A collection of six black swords hangs on the wall above him, and when we look closer, we can see that he's tucked the seventh under his furry body. In the upcoming position, the Daughter of Pentacles or Earth, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, as the Page of Coins is named in this deck, is simply a young fawn. Over the fawn's head is a single coin embedded in a rainbow, the only colors on the otherwise black and white card. He or she will grow into it. The pages, sons and daughters, represent children or young people in a learning stage. This young one is often a student, but we never stop learning, so in that sense, this could be studying anything new. Fawns grow up to be bucks, a very appropriate word considering the big money potential of this spread. The Ace of Coins or Pentacles is a beautiful card in any deck, but the seed concept of the ace is best illustrated in this deck. My horse disagrees, but, you know, she prefers the Dolly. Looking down at a cross-section of tree trunk, we see 40 or 50 rings drawn in thin black lines. This is an old tree. In the very center is the small seed of white and orange light from which this great tree grew. This card often means inheritance which may have been stolen or concealed. We could also have secret child support payments, or secret child for that matter. This physical suit brings contracts, but the fawn is no match for the fox. But the page or daughter of Earth is a good student, and they'll learn. As Nikola Tesla said, "It doesn't bother me that people steal my ideas. It bothers me that they don't have any of their own." Of course, we don't gain all of our knowledge in school. The suit of swords or air represents the realm of thought, and the stolen sword could mean an idea, method, or even identity theft, as suggested by this card. Which reminds me, Jonette Napolitano Concrete Blonde Live is not me. I don't post anywhere other than here. To me, it's ridiculously obvious, but apparently it's not to a few hundred people out there. Thank you. He may have kept the best ideas and discarded the rest. This could be a great layout for starting your own business. You could be giving or receiving the gift represented by the Ace of Coins. You could be graduating, or your child could be graduating. The Ace could be a diploma or degree. This is a lot of energy for the young fawn. Standing on wobbly legs, it has a deer in the headlights look. When you come into money, whether from family or the lottery, there are a lot of foxes with an eye on it, including the IRS here in the U.S. The suit of Earth is slow, and this student is advised to save and or invest wisely. They don't teach you that in school.